anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets. And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us from Lost World Reptiles is
Gino Sassani.
Here to answer your reptile questions. Also, we're open to your behavior and your training questions at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by
Kayla Cavanaugh.
Thank you, Kayla. And brought to you by Vitacraft. If you want the number one treat out there for your cat, then you want Lick and Lap, and you can find it at Walmart.com, Vitacraft.us, or in pet stores. Also, don't forget Good Pets Foods, natural supplements and treats that your dog will love. You can enter the promo code PETS to get 10% off at GoodPetsFoods.com. At LifeBoostCoffee.com/pets, if you want coffee that will not bother your throat in terms of you have acid reflux like I do, this is the best coffee out there. And you can get 58% off your first order. Go to lifeboostcoffee.com/pets. And hey, they're booking up. So join me in Costa Rica, October 6th through the 14th for 9 days with Colette Tours. 800-581-8942. Booking 1299-885. This is Talkin' Pets.
Something they will never find. They will never find.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. That was a song from the soon-to-be-released album by G.E. Sasani, Merchants and Mercenaries, and that was called?
The Fourth Triumph, The Battle for the Arctic.
So, do you tend to go towards, like, is your music towards more pirate-oriented? Because I know you seem to have, like, a little bit
A lot of nautical stuff. My dad had a boat when I was a kid, and we went out on the ocean a lot as a kid. So, yeah, I tend to... And this album is very nautically themed, and it's dedicated to my dad.
I must say, I don't know whose idea it was for the cover of the album.
Yeah, I had the idea, but we worked with an actual pirate, a professional pirate in St. Augustine, Captain William Mahan.
Well,
great guy.
He pointed you in the right direction because I really liked that cover.
Well, he gave me that stuff. You know, I was looking for that stuff, and we hooked up with him because he had that stuff. I found out it was very expensive to try to even rent that stuff. And so he took us to his place and set it up, and I got the... take the pictures, and the lyric speech I just printed out on look like it's calligraphy and stuff.
Yeah, you can actually see it on our Facebook and everything. We posted a lot of stuff.
Yeah, thank you.
But it's a cool cover.
You know, because I like the old days when album covers really were cool. Nowadays with CDs and stuff, people don't have really cool album covers anymore.
Yeah. Well, that's the same thing with music. I don't think music's as good as it used to be either.
It probably isn't. So I wanted to go back to those classic album covers that I loved as a kid.
Well, speaking of music, but also talking about movies, if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, you may want to check out these top five movies as of last week. So if you're going to the movies this week, you may want to check out these top movies as of last week. Number one, opening at number one, was Snow White. It opened up at number one at $53 million, which is kind of a small take for a Disney film.
Yeah, especially, and that's global.
And they did get a lot of flack on this movie.
They did. They absolutely did.
You know, and I could see some of it. I agree with some of it.
Well, to me, it's not the political stuff. Forget that stuff. She made fun of the original beloved movie from, you know, the 30s that they did, and she shouldn't have done that. She made it sound like that was a horrible movie. It's like, so why do we want to come see yours then if we love that original film?
You know, at first, the Seven Dwarfs, I thought they were okay because they weren't real.
Yeah.
But then Eric, one of the other movie critics, and I were sitting there after the movie talking about it, and I think I would have liked them better if they were real.
Yeah, they were too... I didn't think they'd put as much time into this in the CGI. They were too rushed, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it just didn't hit the total mark for me.
Well, you know,
I didn't hate it.
Well, you know, originally they weren't going to be there. That's part of the problem. Those people that were later the seven magical creatures were going to be the people around her more, and they changed that sort of the last minute because it got a lot of blowback.
My biggest argument was I wanted to see more of her with animals,
right?
And I wanted to see more of her with the Seven Dwarfs.
Right.
And that wasn't in there.
No.
Number two out there, Black Bag, made $17 million out of 2 weeks. Captain America, Brave New World, still in the top five, $194 million in 6 weeks. Novocaine, pretty good movie, I guess, for what it is, $17 million 2 weeks. And Mickey 17 is actually doing okay at $42 million in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I did get to screen two movies, and you can check it out on Facebook, at Talkin' Pets Radio. And after the show, you'll be able to see it on my website at talkinpets.com. But the two that I got to review were A Working Man. I worked out with him actually at the gym, Jason Statham, for about a month. And the movie I really liked a lot, if you love action. And A Penguin Lesson. I recommend everybody to see it because you might actually learn something from it. Once again, this is Talkin' Pets. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum. Visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkinpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
The Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to kahanapaliresort.com. Experience Kahanapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets every night, golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to kahanapaliresort.com. That's kahanapaliresort.com. The Kahanapali Beach Resort is waiting for you.
Houston man is accused of bludgeoning his wife to death with a clothing iron and dumping her four dogs on a freeway. According to sources, 34-year-old Chance Zane Chavez killed Kristen Chavez, 32, in their Central Northwest home last week. Three of the four dogs were found by Good Samaritans, but one, a dachshund named Peaches, did not survive. According to the Houston Chronicle, Peaches was found dead in a plastic bag. Chavez was arrested at the scene of the crime and booked into the Harris County Jail on $250,000 bond. He faces life in prison or the death penalty if he is found guilty of his charges. Visit TalkingPets.com for more info and join our Facebook family at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Kayla Cavanaugh.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling.
I love this song. Obviously.
It's an oldie but goodie.
It is an oldie but goodie. So crazy, crazy. Hey, 818-818-6401. That's the number to call if you've got a question about your reptile. Do you have a snake in the house? Hopefully not in your pants. But So pick up the phone and give us a call. 818-818-6401. We want to talk to you, but we're open to your training and behavior questions as well. But, of course, we like to give things away, and we like to play games because we know people like to win things. And sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. And, you know, if you lose, you might hear a nasty little message, but it's all in fun. But
let the games begin!
So if you can name this animal sound, we're going to send out to you a prize. And you can go from Vitacraft Lick and Lap, which is a pack of creamy paste that your cats will fall in love with. And there's five in each pack. Or you can go with Purr Sticks. It's a treat that you can break into pieces and give to your cat that way. You could go with Life Boost Coffee, and you have choices. You can actually go with Main Roast Coffee, light, medium, or dark. You can go with Mushroom Coffee or the Decaf Medium. So those are your choices, and you can go with the pods, or you can go with the regular coffee, grain coffee. Also, you can go with Good Pets Foods. You can go with the treat supplements for your dogs, and that comes in Daily Probiotic, Multivitamin, and Hip and Joint Plus. We do have books on dogs and cats. We do have the latest book from Chicken Soup for the Soul on dogs. We have a lizard pendant. It's like a brooch. And then also we have the collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets. And I do have, if you got a small dog, or possibly if you want to try putting them on your cats, I do have those little booties. They're called Power Paws, and you can put those on, and they're in the color green. But Chihuahua size. As well as a harness for your small dog, and it's in black and silver. So those are the prizes. You got quite a bit to choose from, but you got to name this creature. So I'm curious, Kayla, what do you think that is?
Can you play it again? I don't know.
No idea?
No idea.
Gino?
Some kind of a bird.
Really?
I would think it was a bird.
So I'll give you a big hint. Well, I can't give you one on Kayla because she didn't take a guess. She didn't know. But I'll give you one on Gino's guess. It's not a bird.
It's not a bird.
818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Actually, this creature can dive in the water to the depths of 60 feet. What is it?
It's not a bird.
818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. You can claim one of those prizes if you're right. What is it? So, and I'll give you another hint. You can find them on land and water. 818-818-6401. What creature is it? Take a guess. And you can go home with a, well, you're already home, but we'll send it to your home, a prize. So, you know, I was watching, you know, I love game shows, and that's why we decided to play one on here and stuff and give prizes away. But we don't give away things like on The Price is Right.
Well, obviously.
And Bob Barker was a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
But it's funny because today I was watching the first Price is Right show, which was totally different than, like, this was back in the
60s. Right, yeah, yeah.
And I'm watching that show, and I was like, are you kidding me? They were giving away homes in Florida.
Oh, wow.
They were giving away planes. They were giving away even one of the prizes was a submarine.
Submarine?
I'm not kidding you. And there were cars, of course.
Yeah, I remember cars.
Guess how much the car was back then in the early 60s?
Probably about 1,600.
Yeah, you're pretty close. It was like 1,500.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry, 15,000. It was 15,000.
Oh, 15,000?
15.
Oh, well, that's a luxury car then because
it was a nice car.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they were cheap back then.
Because the car I had when I was a kid, even new, was only like $2,700 for a Toyota in the 70s.
They were giving away swimming pools.
Yeah, I remember that so much. It's the planes and the submarines I find
It was one of the small planes, like, you know, a four-seater.
Yeah, one of those small submarines.
Yeah. Well, it was a two-seater submarine.
Two-seater submarine.
But I was like, when they pulled these gifts out, I was like, really? And I was like, that's quite extravagant for the 60s. Although Price is Right does some good gifts now.
Yeah.
But not, they're not giving away homes and pools and stuff like that. I mean, I was at the Price is Right, and Bob made fun of me in front of the whole audience. Thank you very much, Bob. And I know you passed, but it was fun. Yeah. I had a great time. I mean, I could never say, I mean, it was a joyous time. Yeah. I mean, Bob was there, talked with him in the back and got a tour and everything and hung out with Kathy, who her name on the show back then was Fingers. She was the producer, the executive producer, and it was a lot of fun. Had a
but
good
you didn't
time.
Get to guess. You didn't get to play, though.
No, I couldn't. And I wanted to.
Why couldn't you play?
Because I knew Bob.
Oh.
So I was off limits.
Prejudice.
And I actually had bodyguards while I was there.
Oh, that's cool.
It's so funny. I was like, why are these guys here?
Who'd you take off, John?
I don't know. I was kind of like, it was really bizarre, but it was a lot of fun. So name that creature. We want to know if you know what it is. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Like I said, they can dive down to 60 feet. They're on land and sea, and they love to float on their backs. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call. We're open to your questions as well, but play the game. You can win a prize. We got Life Boost Coffee, Vitacraft, Lick and Lap. We also have Good Pets Foods. We've got supplement treats from those guys. We got books. We have a collapsible water bowl. We have a, what would you say that is? You're the reptile guy.
What would say what?
The lizard?
It looks like some kind of maybe neuter salamander to me.
Yeah, that's about right. Salamander. Yeah. So you could go with that pendant. 818-818-6401. I'm John Patch.
I'm Gino Sassani.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
Pick up the phone. Give us a call. 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver? Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
Nothing is all that I have a lot. All of my nothing I freely give, and I vow that as long as I live,
You'll want for nothing with me. Maybe it's not hard to see. Offer no riches, no money or wealth. The only thing I have to give is myself. No one can take it, damage or steal. There's nothing that you'll ever have that's as real. You'll want for nothing with me. Maybe it's not hard to see. Somewhere a man might be waiting to offer you diamonds galore. Such are the chances you're taking. I think that nothing is more. Find nothing inside if I can. You hold it tightly, I'll hold it too. I'll share my nothing with you. You'll want for nothing with me. Maybe it's not hard to see. Somewhere a man might be waiting to offer you gold by the score. Such are the chances you're taking. I think that nothing is more. I offer you nothing. Hold out your hand. I'll place my nothing inside once again. You hold it tightly. I'll hold it too. I'll share my nothing with you.
Project can confirm that on March 9th, over 500 pantropical spotted dolphins, or umbulus, were slaughtered in the small village of Fendeli in the Solomon Islands. In this largest single slaughter of dolphins in the Solomon Islands since 2013, approximately 20 canoes carried around 30 hunters miles out to sea in search of these mammals. An additional 200-plus dolphins were hunted and killed again in February. For centuries, dolphins have been hunted in a traditional manner using simple tools such as canoes and stones, which are hit together beneath the surface to corral the dolphins into a nearby mangrove cove. The dolphins are then loaded onto the canoes and ferried back to the village beach, where they are lined up, decapitated, and then shared out. Almost the entire village assists. No part of the animal is wasted, with meat and teeth prized by the Fanali people. The dolphin hunt in the Solomon Islands are typically conducted between January and April when the seas are calm. Home to the largest drive slaughter of dolphins in the world, annual kills between the years of 1976 and 2013 averaged 850 dolphins per year. Since the Dolphin Project began a full-time campaign in 2015 in the Solomon Islands, slaughters have dropped to a four-year average of only 247 dolphins. This May marks the second anniversary of Kiro Kindergarten, a Dolphin Project-funded project. The school serves as a meeting place for the entire community, along with a base for our visiting team to hold marine conservation seminars. We are currently building a permanent field base in Fanali, which will allow us to continue working with the community to develop sustainable economic alternatives to dolphin hunting and strengthen the marine protection in the area. Visit TalkingPets.com for more information and join our Facebook family at Talking Pet Radio. I'm Gino Sassani.
They call him Flipper, Flipper, faster than lightning. No one you see is smarter than he.
Boy, I wish you could see my cat in the studio right now. She's laying in one of the window beds, and she's just in her glory. She's watching and listening just as long as, and that's Shadow. Shadow's in my shadow. She really is. She has to be where I am, and as long as she's got her eye on me, you know I'm talking about you. Yeah. And so she's laying there, and she's,
at least I don't kick her out anymore. I used to kick her out when.
Well, she's got that window spot now, so she's happy.
She's happy now.
She's not taking your chair.
She doesn't hate me anymore.
Usually, she wants that chair during the show. But hey, we're going to take a guess on if you can name what creature this is. And we're going to go out to Robin in Coos Bay, listening on KWRO AM 630, and also 101.1 FM. Robin?
Yeah.
What do you think it is?
Well, my guess has to get good eventually, right?
Yeah, it does.
I'm going to guess it's a sea otter.
A sea otter. Congratulations. You did get it. So pick something you haven't won in the last 90 days. So, but you can go with coffee from Life Boost. You can go with cat treats from Vitacraft. We have the dog supplement treats from Good Pets Foods. We have the dog book, the new one, from Chicken Soup for the Soul. I've got I think it's a salamander. A salamander pendant. It's a piece of jewelry. We also have the collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets. And dog books, cat books. And I've got little booties for a small dog or a cat. And I've got a harness for a small dog, like a Chihuahua or a Pomeranian.
Well, we're going to go with the cat food since we have a bunch of rescue cats.
Oh, that's cool. Then I recommend going with the Lick and Lap because there's five packets in each one. So we'll send that out to you. So stay on the line, Robin. We'll get your address in Coos Bay and we'll ship you out the cat treats for your cats. How many did you say you have?
Oh, you really want to know?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, hit us. Go ahead.
Okay, so we have five indoor cats. Right now we've got two extra in our basement. One of them had three kittens that are feral cats that we had one fixed and the other one had kittens. And we have like five or six that hang out on the patio that have all been fixed.
It's a big family.
Yeah, that is true. I've got three. I have three rescue cats.
Yeah.
I never thought I would end up with three, but my last one was my buddy, I love all my cats, but I have to admit, the one that favors me the most is Shadow, my black cat. She follows me everywhere. She's like a dog.
That's how our newest rescue is. She follows me everywhere.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, she'll sleep in my bed, you know, and we'll lay there and spoon.
Okay.
I mean, she's everywhere I go. If I'm watching TV, she's laying there next to me watching television. She's absolutely amazing. And she has to be near me. Like, she's in the studio right now, right next to my desk in her little windowsill. And I'll tell you, I couldn't imagine life. Yeah, they're great. I mean, people say, oh, no, I'm a dog parent, and I want dogs. I don't believe in cats. Cats aren't friendly and dot, dot, dot. But that's not true.
No, I actually got pictures of one of them watching The Lion King last night. She was just amazed with the cats running around them.
It's so cool, and you get so much joy out of it. It makes me smile, and, you know, it's like people say, like, what is happiness? Happiness is having a pet in your life and having them reflect on you like that, watching The Lion King, and that made you smile, it made you giggle, and that's happiness.
It sure did.
So... Well, stay on the line, Robin. We'll get your address. We're going to send you the Lick and Lap by Vitacraft, and we'll get that right out to you. And, Robin, thanks so much for tuning in.
Thanks, Robin. Congrats.
So I'm going to say Robin was 100% right. She's getting the Lick and Lap by Vitacraft. But I do want to say, you know, and if you don't come on the air, sometimes if you're watching us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio and you want to try to take a guess on there, pretty much like Brent did, and Brent was correct. He was the first one to say it on there, and it was otter. And we're going to send out a prize to Brent.
Was that Brent Lawrenson?
Yes.
He's one of my writers.
Hey, is he really?
Yeah.
So, Brent, actually, what you can do is call into the 818-818-6401. Do you know what he has? Dogs, cats?
He's got dogs.
Okay, so you're probably going to go with the dog treats from Good Pets Foods. So you can try those. They're supplement treats for your dogs. We'll ship those out to you. So if you want to call Sydney, you don't even have to come on air with this, Brent. 818-818-6401. Just call Sydney, say you're Brent, and we're going to send you out from Good Pets Foods the treat supplements for your dogs. You can try those.
Brent's a good guy. He's one of the writers on our website. He's one of the reviewers. So you've met him actually many times.
So how many writers do you have on your new
album? Two other full-time ones and one guy in Texas who does it from time to time. So me and two other guys, Jeremy and Brent, and then one guy out in Texas named Mike who helps us out from time to time.
And how many musicians actually play with your
and the band? The full band's five. There are five of us.
And your wife is one of
them. My wife is one of them. She's the cellist and recorder player for the last song. I have a drummer, Mike, who recently broke his leg. I hope you're out there healing well, Mike.
Wow, when they said, hey, have a good album, break a leg.
Yeah, he took it literally, boy, I'll tell you. But, you know, he's recovering. Izzy's our bass player. He's a great guy. And Flaco Roy, which I'm told means Skinny Roy in Spanish, he's our lead guitarist. And they're all wonderful guys. I tell you, what you hear wouldn't be possible without any one of them.
So I'm going to give a weird trivia question here.
Go ahead.
It's not really a trivia question. Okay. It's are you paying attention question.
Okay.
If you can guess what, or not even guess, if you were listening, you would know the name of Gino's new album coming out soon.
Okay.
If you can name what that is, then you can pick a prize just like Robin did. So we got the coffee, we have the treats. So what is the name of Gino's new album coming out soon? I'll give you a hint. It goes with M&M, meaning
yeah, that's what
it
I call
begins
it
with an M,
yeah.
And then it goes M and M. But
that's how I shorten it.
It's not the candy.
Yeah, no,
it's the shortened version to joke about it or whatever, but it's kind of, I guess I could say, it's kind of after, well, it is. It's like a hint would be, think pirates.
Yes, it's a very piratey nautical theme. Also, I'll tell you what I'll throw in there. Whoever wins that, I'll throw in a copy of the album when it's out.
Okay.
Maybe a couple of months, but I'll make sure you get a signed copy from the first printing.
Yeah, sounds good. And we can give you the address and everything.
Yeah.
So you'll get that, a signed copy from Gino when the album comes out.
Plus whatever you pick otherwise.
If you can remember the name of the album, begins with an M, end, and then begins with an M. Think pirate.
Pirates.
You like pirates, Kay?
No.
I know. I know you were drinking with the Pirates one time because we have Pirates here in Tampa Bay where we do the show. It's called Gasparilla.
Exactly.
And she was having a good time.
Oh, good.
But then again, so was I. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call, and you can win a prize if you know the name of Gino's new album coming out. We've mentioned it a couple of times.
That's right.
818-818-6401, call, and you get a prize. This is Talking Pets.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet. Fresh asparagus. Hollandaise on the side. A filet. Medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair. Close your eyes and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkinpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
Hey friends, it's John here. Imagine starting your day with a cup of coffee that truly cares for you. Life Boost Coffee isn't just your regular brew. It's crafted to be low acid, gentle on your belly, so you can savor every sip without the worries of heartburn. We all deserve coffee that loves us back. Right now, I've got a special treat for you. Head over to lifeboostcoffee.com/pets and grab 58% off your first order. But hurry, this exclusive offer is just for you today. Remember, your first cup of the day should lift you, not bring you down. Join the Life Boost family just like I did and feel the difference. I'm hooked. That's lifeboostcoffee.com/pets for 58% off your first order. If you thought the orca attacks off the coast of Spain, Portugal, and Scotland were surprising, this news will utterly amaze you. Otter 841, a 5-year-old female, has been harassing locals in Santa Cruz, California, according to NPR, even stealing their surfboards. The otter's unusual behavior has wildlife officials officially baffled. Although the California Department of Fish and Wildlife believes that 841, who was raised by humans at the Monterey Bay Aquarium, simply never developed a healthy wariness of people. Now, while this might actually explain 841's lack of fear, it does not explain why she's turned to crime. Normally, we think of otters as cuddly and adorable, not as schoolyard bullies or perps in a game of grand theft surfboard. Wildlife officials have been trying to capture the outlaw otter and rehome her in the interest of everyone's safety, including her own. But 841 has so far evaded them. Meanwhile, she's gained a considerable following on Instagram. Several online petitions advocating for her freedom are circulating. One has over 50,000 signatures.
and an Instagram page at The Surfing Otter overflows with memes and parody images. One of them compares 841 to Batman from the 2008 film The Dark Knight, which I believe is the music you're listening to in the background, solemnly declaring she's the hero Santa Cruz deserves, but not the one it needs right now. So we'll hunt her because she can take it, because she's not our hero. She's a silent guardian, a watchful protector, a dark knight. Whether 841 is actually the superhero we need remains to be seen, but we must admit she looks pretty badass decked out in the Dark Knight's mask. Visit TalkinPets.com for more info and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Ping pong.
C, 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 I am a sea otter. C, 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 I am a sea otter.
Sea otter.
A mommy sea otter.
A baby sea otter.
Time to swim, 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 swim. I like to swim on my back. Time to swim, slow, slow, slow.
That was me, by the way. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. So Brent called. He's getting the dog treats from Good Pets Foods. They're treat supplements you can try. There's three different categories of them, basically. It's Hip and Joint Plus, also for daily probiotic and multivitamin. Question. That kind of trivia question is out there, and you can win Life Boost Coffee, Lick and Lap Treats for your cats. Like Brent won, the Good Pets Foods treats, you can get those. Also, we do have books, and we have a pendant of a salamander. Also, the collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets has our logo on it. What is the name of Gino's upcoming album?
I almost answered it.
It's M and M. So, and if you want to cheat, go on to my website, talkingpets.com. go on Facebook. I think it's on there. Where else?
Yeah, the cover's there. The cover's on our Facebook as well. So.
And if you're looking for the name, if you don't see it, just look at his new album, and it's On the Sword.
It's On the Sword.
That's the name. So if you do that, call us, 818-818-6401, and you can win. 818-818-6401. So you have a lot of snakes is what you breed with Lost World Reptiles, and it's lostworldreptiles.com, right?
Yep.
So people want to order, but you don't deal with venomous or anything like that.
No, I don't even have a hot license. That's what they call it. I don't even have a hot permit to have them.
So are they like, you said something to me earlier off the air, this week I think it was, that they're kind of like sleeping or whatever.
Well, brumation. Yeah, they're coming out. They're waking up now from brumation. Yeah.
So explain brumation.
Well, it's like hibernation is where an animal goes to sleep. But here in Florida, things don't get quite so cold that they go completely to sleep. So what happens is they shut down. They're awake, but they kind of are in a trance, in a zone out way. They don't eat. They don't do a lot of drinking. They don't move around a lot. So they stay in one place, pretty much zoned out for most of the winter. And we drop that temperature in there actually as much as possible, because the colder it gets in the wintertime for them, the better they'll breed in the spring.
You know, it is interesting because like up north, you never see the mountain snow.
Right, because they're hibernating up north. In Florida, they're brumating.
So in the warmer climates, basically, they're brumating. Yeah. So, but if you're in Oregon or Pennsylvania or something like Connecticut, they're hibernating.
They're completely gone.
So when would they come out? When would they go in? Like usually at what time of the year?
Well, it'll depend on the climate. I mean, it'll depend on when the cold.
Up in the north.
Yeah, but I mean, it depends on when that year it's going to get cold. You know, they might go in October-ish. probably September, October-ish, and they'll probably come out March, April-ish. Down here, it's more like Christmas. I put them into brumation around Christmas, and they come back out now. They're coming back out now for the first time.
Interesting. So, we got to ask you, come on.
Yeah.
What is the name of Gino's new album
Nobody's
coming out?
Attention.
M. It starts with an M. Then there's an N. Like A-N-D. And then there's an M. You got like 30 seconds.
Like M&M. Yeah.
Cheat. Look at it. Think it's, pirates.
It's free stuff, man.
Yeah, you could pick something out. And Gino's going to give you one of the, when it comes out, he's going to give you a copy and autograph it.
You can have that.
So, okay, so even that that music means we've got to say goodbye. This is like one of your favorite groups, isn't it?
Yes.
This is the girls, isn't it?
The girls?
Yes.
It was Southern Halo, and now they're called the Blondes. I think it's the Blondes, right? I think it's the Blondes.
Oh, I don't know.
And but they were on the show several times, and they're sisters. They sound great. But we want to know, you know, if you're afraid to come on air, just tell Sydney, and if you're right, we'll still set you up. 818-818-6401, because we got to say goodbye. 818-818-6401. Call Sydney, tell her what it is. I'll give you a hint. It's called Merchants and Mercenaries. Say that to Sydney when you call, and you can pick a prize. Bye for now in this hour of Talking Pets.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.